straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, 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 or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing.
What's up, my friends? This is Melissa. You are listening to Oral Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com and XM165. I'm going to be totally honest. I am completely out of it today. I've been doing a juice fast, and I think it's messing with me.
What kind of juice?
All kinds of juice. It's disgusting.
Are you making it or buying it?
I'm making it.
Carrot?
No celery. Carrots. No carrots. Okay. Oh, celery is just so disgusting right now, Austin. So basically what I did was I found this place called Ritual Wellness in Costa Mesa, and then I found someone who had copied their recipes.
Oh, bootleg juicing. That's good.
Bootleg juicing.
Oh. You got to save your money whenever you can.
I know, my fabulous co-host. How's it going?
Good. I'm a little ill.
I know. That's what I was getting to. You're sick. Austin ate some bad Mexican.
It burns so good.
Oh. Mindy, how are you doing in there?
Pretty good.
Okay, Mindy's going to save us when the ship starts to go down.
I got my raspy ass voice.
Do not cough. Nobody cough in here. Do you understand?
So where do you get bootleg juice recipes from? So, I might need some of that.
Right? I just looked it up online. But so basically you do 3 green juices, which are vile and disgusting. And then you alternate those with like a fruit juice and a lemonade. And then this, what I have right here in the bottle next to me, is some nut milk. And it's made of raw cashews.
Oh, wrong kind of nuts.
I had some of the other nut milk the other day. It was pretty good too.
Nut milk? You're talking like almond milk or something like that?
This is cashew.
Cashew? What's the other kind of nut milk?
Actual nuts.
All right. You're talking like babies?
You guys are giggling like schoolgirls.
I'm not giggling at all. I'm actually asking a question.
What? Like boys' nuts? Well, man nuts. Whatever.
Are you saying that you swallowed?
Maybe. A little bit. I couldn't swallow all the way because it was my first... Shut up! It was my first time going down on this guy like that, and I didn't want to
actually, that's a great question for me.
What?
Like, at what point do you spit? At what point do you swallow when you're in a relationship?
Okay, well, you know I never swallow. I don't even like that stuff in my mouth. I like it on my face because it's a good facial. It's good for your skin.
You like the money shot.
Yeah. I like to do the rock star blowjob where you just slide it all over your face and you get so dirty. And
do you ever get in your eye?
I have gotten into my eye. It sucks.
How about up your nose?
No. Ugh, I would die.
You would?
I would. But anyway, so I was going down on this guy and he said, oh, I want it, you know, in your mouth. And I was like, okay. So I did, but I kind of...
So innocent.
I kind of faked it a little bit because here's the thing. If you're going down on a guy and you're going to take it in the mouth the first time, you don't know if it's going to like shoot into your throat and choke you or if it's just going to dribble out. You have to get like an idea of what's going to happen. So you're not shocked and then gagging. You don't want to throw up on a guy.
I'll give you insight.
Tell me.
You F the guy first. So that way you know his load is shot. And then you go down on him the second round. And at that point, you know there's less in there.
Yeah, but it always dribbles out the second time?
Well, at least it's not a full load. He could be backed up for like a week or a few days. And at that point, that's going down the back of your throat, right?
I'm pretty sure he's not backed up for
Yeah,
like
but
a week.
You get my point. My point is at that point, at least if it's a little bit, you're not as... you know what I mean? You're not as shocked when a couple drops drip out at that point.
That's actually really good information.
Yeah, I met a girl that did that trick to me, so that's how I learned.
But I was in a confined
Shout
space,
out to the
so
exes.
I didn't have a chance to like fuck and then move on to the next round.
Gotcha. Well, no, but for next time.
Yeah, no, that's really good advice because I love tasting my pussy on a guy's cock.
I think that's hot, actually.
It's not bad. I think it's really hot when you're with someone and they don't mind kind of, you know, like you go down on them and then you kiss them and they're cool with that. I'm not talking any kind of weird donkey moves or whatever. you know.
No, I think that's really hot. Like if I'm finger banging a chick and I like put her finger,
like,
I put my fingers in her mouth.
No, you put your fingers in your own mouth after you've been fingering her.
Maybe hers and then mine.
You wouldn't, it's the same as going down on a girl.
Yeah,
unless
I know.
Your fingers
just
are dirty.
Depends on the moment.
Do you have dirty fingers?
No, I'm always sterile.
What?
Clean. I always like, I keep like Purell in my back pocket.
Ew. I don't know how you got sick then.
Actually, I don't know. It started off with allergies. And then next thing you know, it just one thing after another. I thought I was fighting it off. And then next you know, I lost my voice for a couple days.
It came at you.
Yeah, it came at me.
So let's tell the listeners what we were talking about actually right before we went on air.
We have some good news.
Oh, what?
Someone won the contest.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Really?
We have a winner.
Yeah, we have a winner.
People actually connect with us on Twitter at Oral Stim.
Can you believe that?
No.
So can you remind everyone what the question was, Melissa?
Okay, guys. So this is, honestly, by the way, this is just because Austin doesn't want to talk about jerking off with his left hand, FYI. So the question was, what was the challenge that Alex and his friends did over New Year's in New York?
So we got a tweet, a reply to that challenge, to that question. And our contest winner is at Swooshman on Twitter. Goes by Eli. And
shout
he
out
got
to
it right.
Swooshman.
The 1,000-pound challenge.
Smooshman?
Swooshman.
Oh.
Smush.
Swooshman.
Of course, that's the first thing that
Damn.
You would think of.
Well, congratulations, Smooshman.
Tell him what he's
That's
won.
That's awesome.
What did Swooshman win?
He won an autographed picture of my face.
Your face?
Yeah.
With the money shot?
Yeah.
I can't get a hold of that.
He might throw his own money shots on it.
He can do his own money shots. He can come down.
I'm trying hard not to talk.
Where is he from?
We don't know yet the details.
Yeah, I asked him to text the DM his address.
All
that
right.
hasn't happened yet. But.
All right, we'll come into studio. We'll set up a money shot photo session.
There you go. Ooh.
And how's that for a prize?
For him to come in studio and pick it up, I think that's even better.
I like
Hopefully
that
he's
idea.
Local.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. Swooshman, if you're local, come in studio. We would love to have you.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
And guys, stay tuned because we'll always have more contests.
Where
Maybe
will
sometime.
They find us? What's the Twitter again?
Where are people going to find us?
At Oral Stim for Twitter. That's AURALSTIM.
Good call, Austin.
Melissa's
you can also
where?
Find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Oral Stimulation Radio.
What's our email? I always forget that one.
OralStim@gmail.com.
That's AURALSTIM@gmail.com.
And I really think people should follow us on Facebook because I want to start doing videos with you guys, like YouTube videos.
Yeah, let's like.
Don't you think that would be awesome?
Be the next side.
Money shot YouTube videos?
Yes, absolutely.
I've never been on one, not by choice. Maybe
get ready.
Like in the background.
It's gonna happen. Actually, speaking of
jacking off.
No, next. Have you?
Wait, what? What's going on tonight?
No, hang on. I want to find out real quick. You think you may have been in the background. Have you ever been actually in a porn video, a sex tape?
A sex tape? Not that's been broadcasted or like gotten out. I've made them
Yet.
Like privately with a significant other or so, like
you,
in relationship wise.
Do you always have control of the footage?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's one of those things. I think we'll have fun with it at the moment and then we'll delete it. And that we keep that kind of between us. And like last week, you're talking about my penis picture getting out. I don't know who has that.
Well, I don't know either.
Gee, thanks. I'm going to find out. I'm going to Suge Knight him, hang him over a fucking balcony.
All right. Well, someone has something to look forward to. Austin, have you ever done a sex tape?
No.
Ever?
And if I did, no, I wouldn't even keep the video. I mean, that's like damage waiting to happen.
What if you did a sex tape, but you just didn't know it?
And like, then I made millions of dollars from it?
What if your landlord had a camera in the shower or something?
That ain't right.
I'm just asking.
That's not even a sex tape.
Yeah, that's called like a...
All of a sudden there's a video on the internet and you're like, hey, Austin, I saw this video of you beating off in the shower.
Ew, do you do
Left
that?
Left-handed. Okay, there's an ongoing joke right now because right before we came on, we were talking about jacking off and Melissa admitted that she uses both hands.
We weren't going to talk about me.
We called her a switch banger because she could finger bang herself with both hands.
I don't do insertion with
my
fingers.
Rub your clit.
Right. I switch rapidly. Hands. Start with the right hand, switch to the left hand, go back and forth.
Gotcha.
But you guys apparently always use your dominant hand only.
Yeah, and we asked each other if we would do it with our opposite hand, and we both admitted that we do. And Austin
said, on occasion. And I said, it just isn't the same.
But
that's kind of the point.
I guess we want something different.
Isn't it? I mean, are you trying to just get it over with as fast as possible? Hand.
Well, I don't know if it's always trying to get it over with as fast as possible, but when you try to change things up, sometimes it's just not as good.
You lose the rhythm.
It's what you know.
Yeah, I thought Austin used both of his hands.
I figured, yeah. One on top of the other. Yep.
A bold pepper cracker.
You know, they have the stranger. You sit on your hand and get it really, really numb.
Gross.
So you can't feel it. Then try to pretend it's someone else.
You always got to take it too far.
That's what I do in Austin when he's asleep in the car when he's out to Vegas. I pull out his hand, start jacking me off.
Yeah.
I think Alex actually pretends to be asleep in the back of the car on the way home, and then he's actually jerking off. That's what I think is going on.
Shout out to Jose, who's listening right now, live.
Hi, Jose.
Who wants to be in our YouTube video.
Oh, yeah.
He just texted me.
Come on
me.
In, Jose.
Jose, YouTube. We got
Let's
you,
do
buddy.
It. If somebody wants to be in our sex video, it's going to be like the Sex Harlem Shake, apparently. 800-893-9562.
It's sweeping the nation.
We're going to go viral with our... So anyways, you're talking about sex tapes to bring you back on the topic.
Yeah. Oh, but real quick, before we even get to that one, I wanted to tell you, I found this new form of art, right?
A new form of art.
Yeah.
Just when I thought I've knew every kind of art, there's
it's
a new
It's called one? Like hilarious literature or something. I wish I wrote down the name. But basically what these people do is they set up a camera on one side of the table.
Camera on one side of the table. Gotcha.
There's a girl facing the camera sitting there.
Facing the camera sitting there. Okay.
Reading her favorite book.
Okay.
There's someone you don't see under the table with a Hitachi magic wand, which is like the ultimate sex toy. It's so ultimate, you have to plug it in, okay? And basically, throughout the girl trying to read, the person with the wand is trying to make her come. And eventually she comes.
Is she actually really reading?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you focus?
Well, some of them are like 9 minutes long.
9 minutes long?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, could you really hold out for 9 minutes while a freaking like a vibrator is sitting there like playing with their genitalia?
Yeah, if
when
there's
I,
a...
During one of our other episodes when I bought you that little mobile one, you
well,
were like,
you know
giddy
what?
As fuck.
If we got all those likes, I'm just saying. Listeners.
But do you think you'd hold out for like 9 minutes?
Yeah, because it's not just, you're not in a comfortable situation. You know, you...
Yeah, but at some point, if you hit like the fourth gear or mode or whatever, I mean...
We should try it.
Dude, well, Austin, can you find us a Hitachi magic wand?
Can you? Like
Is that
right
what it's
now?
Called? Yeah. How much do they cost?
Like $80. I think.
Is it $80?
I think so.
Is it plug-in or rechargeable?
Yeah, it's
How does
plug-in.
Those work? I'm going to do research on this.
You have to, it's like, it's huge. It's really big. So anyway, besides all the reading and magic wands and things, what we really wanted to get to was Farrah Abraham's porn video. Because she is bigger than Kim Kardashian now. Have you guys seen the
I'm
video
kind of
yet?
Out of loop. Who is this? Who
well,
is this?
Kim
person?
Kardashian's actually pretty big right now. Have you seen her in her floral print?
I have
that
seen
looked
her.
Like a couch.
She is huge. Farrah Abraham started out as the skanky teen mom from Iowa who couldn't get along with her parents. And then she had a baby. And now she's fucking everyone, I guess.
well,
I don't know
mom,
the whole
so she
story.
Was fucking prior. It's all like
yeah, that's like her thing, I guess. But
teen mom fucks. That's not how's that breaking news?
But no, I was hearing about this earlier. What is it like? Teen mom takes it in the back door, right?
Yeah, that's the name of it. You're right.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, but it is crushed Kim Kardashian's sex tape, and she sold it to Vivid for $1.5 million.
What?
She also has a low six-figure endorsement deal for diet and fat loss pills. So, young girls with nothing to look forward to in your life, go get pregnant and hopefully MTV will pick you up and you'll be a rich-ass superstar. That's the message I'm getting.
Wait, so you're telling me this girl goes from teen mom to freaking porn star overnight?
Basically.
And she made Vivid gave her $1.5 million for the tape.
Yeah, and apparently she still doesn't know how to do her makeup because these pictures are scary looking.
All right, Kings won. I'm stoked.
Okay, we can move on now.
Yeah. Go Kings, go.
She kind of looks like a clown.
I mean, in this picture,
yeah. Do you have a picture of Austin?
There you go.
She looks kind of manly, actually.
I don't know. She's really petite. I mean, she's cute. I'm sure she has a good tape, but...
Yeah, but petite. I like a little meat on a girl.
How much would it take to get you to give up your sex tape?
Dude, you fill up my gas tank. I'll fuck you right now.
I didn't say with me. I meant between the two of you.
Oh, shit. Between Austin and I?
Yeah, on that side of the table over there. Austin and Alex. How much is it going to take to get you guys on tape?
When do I get paid? After it's released? Or
half and half. Half and half.
Well, once I reach my top 10, I would demand payment.
Your top 10 what?
Downloads. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Who am I sleeping with?
Each other.
Hush. Wait, me and him? Okay, this went downhill fast. Bits Gone Wrong on SkidRowStudios.com with Alex.
Did you guys get that? Come on. How much would it take?
I'm not sleeping with Alex.
Ever?
Like to sleep in the same bed? Or like to actually have sex?
Backdoor.
No, there's no money.
Minnie's honest.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Come on.
So if there was $1 million waggling in front of your face and all you had to do is take a reverse shit, as in Alex's penis.
Why would Alex be on top?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be, but I mean, if you're getting paid
$1 million.
Alex
isn't saying anything.
Yeah, I'm kind of like,
Well, I'm just wondering, what if it was enough money to take care of yourself and your family and your kids and your grandkids?
Where's the line at?
Yeah.
There's always usually some kind of monetary compensation where everyone will go over
the line. Plus a private island. So what would yours be?
I don't think a private island is worth that.
Never have to work for the rest of your life for 5 minutes of
penetration. Dude, Austin, I'm fast anyways, bro. It'll probably be like a whole 38 seconds.
Alex is down. Alex doesn't even need to get paid. Well, he's just in it for the experience.
Well, same thing for you.
He's an intern.
Melissa, you've never done anal. So for you to do anal, like, what would your price be? It's the same thing if I fucked Austin.
Well, who's doing it to me? Mindy with a toothbrush?
Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. Not Jeremy Hansen.
Oh, we saw Ron Jeremy at AdultCon.
Jeremy Hansen
was
Latinas.
He was looking kind of rough.
Or maybe we get Vic Schwartz. Maybe we'll get him to give you anal.
Yeah. Let's get Vic.
No, how much?
I don't want anal from anyone. Oh, well, by the way, so, like, Austin, breaking news, guys.
So Austin wants
this
anal?
Farrah Skank is from Omaha, so this is right up my alley.
Ooh.
It's your people.
Wait, you guys went to kindergarten together? Is that what you said?
We're BFFs. She's actually my cousin.
Oh, nice. tell your cousin to buy you a new car.
Right? That's what we do in Omaha. We get crazy. But she moved to Iowa. She did the tape in Iowa, right? I'm guessing.
Iowa. Ooh,
Iowa.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no clue about where she taped it.
Come on, Iowa's Austin. What's
crazy.
Your line?
No. It's honestly, I don't know how much money you'd have to put in front of me. I'd probably first question the authenticity, the quality.
You have
of the bills.
Pen.
Yes,
you
exactly.
got the pen to mark
I need
the bills.
To see it. And I wondered who's paying for that. Honestly, who wants to see that?
Dude, I got a dollar bill the other day that said this money was given to a stripper, and I felt dirty for a minute, and then I was like, "Oh, I'm not the stripper." Okay.
Well, how? Just because it's from a stripper means it's dirty?
No, but I'm just saying they were implying that it was in somebody's butt.
Oh.
You don't just like hand a stripper a dollar bill.
You make it rain on them.
Yeah.
You okay. don't. I never hand them dollars. I like.
Do you throw it at them?
Yeah.
Do you get like a super soaker and just blow money out on the stage?
A super soaker. What?
I don't know. Like a t-shirt
this
gun.
Is what
maybe.
I do when I walk into the club. I get in there and I get. I go to the waitress or the bartender and I ask for 1,001s. And at that point, I just cause chaos.
They really let you bank like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah. Here, you want to see a picture of my last one? I'll post
no,
it.
No, I want to know the next time
you have
going
like
to
$1,000 to just spend at a strip club?
To throw at bitches? Seriously.
Single moms. I support single moms.
Kind of like the t-shirt gun idea.
I'll take my shirt off right now for $1,000, Alex.
Mindy, you need to go to
work. Seriously, I'll make out with Mindy naked for $1,000.
That's a real job. What the heck is going on in
here? She found their line. I have a feeling you could drill them down on the price.
What is that?
That's 2001s right there.
Where?
Are you like just rich or something?
Why is it bagged? What kind of drug dealer are you?
What do you mean?
What is this
a picture
money?
Of? Oh my God.
Those are ones bundled up, $1,000 a piece.
Why do you have bulldogs on here?
What the heck
Sorry.
Are you looking at?
Anyway. So that's your line? $1,000?
No, I mean, if a girl's doing great pole work, which I could appreciate, I would definitely reward her for it.
How much is the most you've dropped at a strip club in one night?
Oh, geez. I don't want to disclose this.
Come on.
The most I've dropped at a strip club in one night?
Yeah.
3,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
In one night?
Well, maybe it was 3,200, but around 3,000.
Was she worth it?
It wasn't. There was multiple. Actually, what happened was I won a bunch of money, and then bright idea, we go to strip club.
Whose bright idea? Call him out.
I don't know. Somebody.
It was your own idea, wasn't it?
No, not me. So then we go, and I'm with all my friends, and at that point, they're actually the ones, I'm taking care of them, throwing in the back with girls, and we were getting drinks and stuff like that. And it was mainly for them, not necessarily me. I like to see when my friends have a good time. I didn't spend it all myself.
Well,
I didn't
so you
spend
just
it all
sat there here. Like the martyr.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paying everyone off. What's your motive for doing that?
I like my friends being happy.
Yeah, but don't you think they would be happy just spending time with you?
Yeah, but it's different. Guys, when they get like titties and ass on their face, they're about it. So they're like that.
Then they're like your BFF.
Well, not necessarily. It's not like it happens all the time. You just said the one time it happened.
That's crazy. 3,200.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's sick. If somebody can top that, call in 800.
I'm sure a lot of people can.
893-9562. You're listening, of course, to Oral Stimulation on XM165 and SkidRowStudios.com. So I have some more questions for you. Actually, our listeners have wrote in and asked some questions.
For me specifically?
Uh-huh. And then we've got questions pouring in all over the place. We've got questions in our email. We've got questions on Facebook.
Shout out to Amy, who's going out with a date with a Filipino guy tomorrow night.
Ooh, Amy, enjoy
Amy, if you need any advice, Melissa loves dating Filipino guys.
I wonder if it's one of my insons.
So you could call in 1-800-893-9562. She could give you tips on how to get in good with the language. Probably better than I can, even though I'm Filipino.
How to get in with the titas?
Yeah.
That's the key. You have to get in good with the titas. And then.
So wish you well on your date, Amy. Good luck on that.
Yeah. Call in. Tell us about it.
Speaking of dates.
Oh, yeah. Somebody had a big date a couple weeks ago.
I did.
How did it go?
Was his name Austin?
Myra.
I've actually been on two dates with her now.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Really? Is she cute? But
if at first you don't succeed, try again.
No, she's cute, but there's a little something going on, and maybe you guys could tell me how I should approach this. I told her about the show, and she, in fact, listened to it.
Uh-oh.
She came back with, she does not want me talking about this thing we're starting on the show at all. I might even be breaking the rules right now. And that, I was there, we were talking, and I kind of just rolled with it and went with it. But
in the back of your mind, you were thinking, hell yeah, I can't wait to get on air.
You're absolutely right. I kind of have a problem with this. Am I crazy to think that it's not right for her to already be putting restrictions?
Oh,
I mean, it's kind of help me out here.
Yeah.
What
should
I do with that?
Don't let that bitch drag you down. You've got a career ahead of you.
You're too easy.
Awesome. There are many fish in the sea. Or in the
Seriously,
ocean. How does that say?
You don't need controlling fish on you, Austin.
If she's worth fighting for, Austin, then do it. Well, we respect her.
If she's worth fighting with, I really doubt it. You wouldn't know that in two dates.
Well, you're right. It's not that I'm fighting with,
fight,
but she's already
deserve.
Made that request, and I kind of...
No,
I don't
fuck
know,
that.
Pause.
We talk about everything on here.
Everything.
Everything. Left-handed,
okay,
right-handed.
So you respected it, obviously. So at that point, I mean,
Obviously, you didn't because you just said it on air.
Well, no,
is the issue. We haven't gotten any details, but it's kind of a concern because it seems to me that I'd want someone who's willing to be open.
All right, Austin, would you be willing to not be on the show so you could talk about it?
Would you be willing to stand outside the glass and we'll just write everything on a whiteboard? And
the whiteboard tact might work. I swear, I didn't talk about it on the show.
Melissa and Alex talked about it.
Wait, so how did this come up in conversation? You were just like, oh, I do this thing. And she's
everyone's finding out what the other person does. And I mentioned the radio show. And at first thought, she said that was actually really, really cool. And then she checked out some of the episodes and decided that the content might be a little too
racy.
Uh-huh.
I know, I've had to deal with that before where I've been seeing someone and then I'm going to like meet their family or meet their friends. And it's like, okay, let's get our story straight. What do I do? Where do I come from? Because I love this. I love radio. It's absolutely a part of me, but...
But what happens when the person's parents ask you about Skittles blowjobs?
Well, I excuse myself.
See, you guys, this is what you say. You guys are so poor at this.
What? Oh, tell us.
This is what you say. You know
tell
what?
Tell us, player.
Player. I have a confession. I've been told I'm a player.
This is honest. This is live breaking news.
Yeah, so
breaking
news. Me.
No, you tell them when you go on the radio, you have to form a personality, and at that point, some of the stuff you say is fiction, some is it fact.
This is all real, baby.
No, but you know, which is the truth? I mean, everybody bends the truth at one point or another. You
Are
know
you
what
telling
I mean?
Me you've been lying to our listeners?
No, I'm always honest.
So who's bending the truth here? Is it Austin?
Melissa.
It's not me.
You tell a lie all the time. You say you don't poop. You dirty liar.
See?
Indy.
What?
Don't tell them. I don't. That's disgusting.
So are you wearing one of those colostomy bags?
Yes.
Those are sexual.
Absolutely.
Nothing hotter than when the girl takes off her clothes. And
whatever.
The
I don't
back.
Poop. I don't do
colon
any of that
cleansing
nasty
twice a week.
Yeah.
I just have it sucked out of me in a very sterile environment.
Wow. Do you have someone to massage you as it comes out too?
Oh, that'd be great.
Of course.
Now you wonder why people might have a problem with being mentioned on the show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, in all honesty, like a see. Fucking liar.
So what are you going to do?
You already mentioned it.
Yeah, we already know. I mean, anytime you hand her a bag of weeds, everybody's going to know it came from Alex.
No, she's talking about the flowers, like weeds, and when I picked weeds.
And cut your finger.
Yeah, it's romantic.
Thank you for explaining. I'm like, why would Alex give me weed?
No, we're obviously on two different levels right now.
Seriously, I'm so hungry right now from this juice fast. Even like a bag of dandelions sounds good. And dandelions are just straight up weeds. Oh, I want some French dressing and grilled cheese. Quit looking at me, guys. Okay, anyway.
Nevertheless, the dates were good. I just, that's kind of my main concern because it seems like there's already a restriction
up
front.
Yeah, don't let her control you. I mean, you can...
No, Austin, I'm proud of you though, because at the very beginning you're telling her what you do, like, so there's no front. At least you don't be like, oh yeah, I don't talk about it. She listens, so you can't lie either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Well, you shouldn't lie. So the good thing is at least she knows, she's honest. Communication's key in any relationship. So at least you're communicating to her. You're telling her straight up. And I think that's great. And if she doesn't talk to you because of it, then on to the next.
What does she do for work?
She actually works at a college.
I imagine
as
her
a
being
a student advisor.
I imagine her being like a stripper or something.
No,
I think that's
think
just
I
a cover.
A stripper?
I think you don't know you're dating a stripper.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it is. I think she doesn't want to be talked about because it's like she wants to keep everything on the down low.
Well, then she must be looking for Alex because she wants $3,000.
Where does she work?
She's
at?
Working me to get you. She's like, I heard going. That show. That guy's got money.
At least you're going to have all the girls. Not like you don't already.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was getting a text. What'd you say?
Do you want to answer these listener questions?
Yeah, let's go. I'm down.
All right. This one comes to us straight from David Longfinger Wynn.
Shout out to Longfinger. He's probably not even listening.
Alex, how do you feel about role play?
Role play?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Okay. Give us a specific example.
Specific example of role playing.
Wait, actually that question didn't come from Longfinger. It came from...
Take the shout out back from Longfinger.
Adam Perry.
Adam Perry. Role playing. Like for me, I love it when... I'm more of like a lover, like a sensual person. But there's sometimes when, like, I'll tell my girl, straight up, throw on some Tupac and I want to come home and, like, fuck you really hard.
Tupac?
Yeah, throw on some Tupac, get all gangstered out. And just,
so are you pretending you're Tupac?
No, I just get crazy.
Like you're coming in a wife beater?
Because isn't that the role playing?
Throw on some gold teeth?
Yeah, absolutely. Get my fucking...
like you rap her a little song before you go down?
I get my Desert Eagle and fucking, like, slap her across the head. And pistol whipper.
Really?
Yeah. No, I can't. I can't even tell a straight story.
Okay. So Alex likes to role play as Tupac in the bedroom.
No, I just like some like straight up like rap music. Have you ever had sex to rap music?
I guess Cottonmouth Kings would probably be the closest, but I prefer like Trey Songz.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You change it up. I mean, at that point, it's a little bit more rougher.
I don't like fucking the music anyway, because then you like get going with the beat and then it's awkward. You don't know what
is that
like,
really role play? Okay, if you're being Tupac, no. I'll give that to you. But I'm expecting like,
Batman.
Thank
like
you.
Make believe.
Cowboys Fairies. And Indians, you know, some crazy, she's going to dress up in some weird costume.
Dude, I could never do that. Like, because I would get all into it and then it would just be like, it would turn into like a freaking school play.
So you're not into role playing then, that's what you're saying.
Basically.
I write sexual raps, so
there you go.
Do you have one you can share with us?
Maybe.
Really?
Just give us 8 bars.
Okay. I need a pussy licking cunt bitch to suck on my clit. Shoving my big fat blunts up hoes bitches cunts, smoking them when they dry, gets me extra fucking high. Oh yeah, but that's me and I smoke hella fucking weed. Packable bitch better not have a CB, because if it does, you're gonna get hit. I'll slit your throat and fuck your neck with my imaginary dick.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You are unbelievable,
Mindy.
Somebody
signed Mindy.
Wait, I got two big Glocks and I use them as cocks. Where you at, bitch? Get your fucking pussy up here on my gun, and if you're lucky, I won't pull the trigger when I'm done.
Oh, you're not even reading that.
I know, because I wrote it like years ago.
Oh my god,
I performed it live and everything.
Mindy, what's your rap or your rapper name?
I guess it's Mindiana Jones.
Mindiana Jones is the place to be. Somebody,
sorry guys, had to share that.
That's incredible. That way to go, Mindy. Shit.
So you don't like role play at all, Melissa?
How can I follow that?
I don't know. That was awesome.
All right, next question.
I mean, I wrote a poem once in junior high, but it was nothing like that.
That was about sex?
No. Little Ben Naughton had some cheese that was rotten.
That's okay. All right, next question.
It would be about cheese.
Of course she would talk about food because she's on a freaking... What's she on?
Was that shit grilled?
A juice?
So how about this question, Melissa? How do you feel about involving food in your sexual life?
Oh my God. So there was one
grilled
time.
Grilled cheese.
This one time at band camp?
Whipped cream. I took this guy's hard cock and I swirled whipped cream right on top of it. And it looked so cute. I went down on it. It was delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I know. Usually you think whipped cream, you think like a big mess. But this is like... It was like a perfect little dick sundae.
And he supplied the nuts?
Yes.
You know what? When I think that, I think of what's it called? What's that movie? Varsity Blues, where the girl did the whipped cream or the bikini?
That would be so sticky. Mindy, we have a question for you from one of our listeners.
Yes, what is
it? I believe this is actually from Longfinger.
Someone asked me a question?
Uh-huh. They said, would Mindy like to smoke with me?
As long as it's weed.
Mindy's down for the get down.
Yeah, we'd like to keep it semi-legal.
No cigarettes.
Okay. Let's see. Alex.
Melissa.
Ooh. Can we describe to the listeners what you're wearing?
I just got out of work from Target. I'm wearing a red button-up shirt with some khakis.
Explain your hat to me.
What is my hat? Oh, my hat? I'm wearing a hat tonight.
Yeah.
It says Sir, S-S-U-R.
Why? What does that mean?
I mean, it's actually a designer. His name is Russ, which is Sir backwards.
Very creative.
Yeah. He's a designer out of New York.
Do you know him?
Yeah. He's a nice guy. He's the one that makes like the come the fuck down. Yeah, that sweater that I wear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Classy.
Yeah.
Okay, Austin, we have a question for you.
Go on.
Longfinger wants to know if you sing Taylor Swift songs in the shower.
I've never done a Taylor Swift song. I kind of don't listen to Taylor Swift. You might actually need to remind me of one, but then I would sing it in the shower because I do enjoy singing in the shower.
I don't know. All I ever see is her bitch face with that red lipstick. I have no idea what she's saying.
All right.
I have a question for you, Melissa.
Tell us how you really feel.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Since we talked about lying, who lies more, men or women?
Women.
Okay.
I think women definitely lie more because guys
don't know how to lie. They get caught.
No. From my experience, I think guys overanalyze things, and so it's easier to lie by omission.
I'm a victim to that.
Simplification. Yeah.
I mean, like, we just don't tell you something.
No, like, girls don't tell you something because then you'll start asking more questions. I don't like to be interrogated. This may be a little bit personally biased.
Yeah.
But from past experience, I don't necessarily like to divulge everything if I know that it's going to piss someone off, even if I'm not doing anything wrong.
Don't believe her, Austin. She's lying.
Like you went out with your girlfriends and, you know, a couple guys hit on you. You might have given a guy your number.
Like, I don't have naked pictures, stuff like that. I would never give a guy my number if I'm dating someone.
Good for you.
That's stupid. Why would I would give him my card.
It was for business.
Look me up, but like,
and the
don't
business
call me at home.
A pleasure.
Austin, here's one for you. Mm-hmm. From our BFF Ray. He wants to know who was the last person you jerked off to.
That's a good question.
Roseanne Barr.
Ew. Yeah. Is it bad to say I don't know?
Yes.
You don't know the person's name?
Yeah, I don't know the person's name, but even more so, I can't even think of.
Well, what do you think of?
When's the last time you jacked off?
Yeah.
It's been a few days.
Okay. And what do you usually think of? Is it like a person? Are you watching something? Are you just
it's la-di-da
on the
clouds? It's porn, which is why I think there's some kind of just blankness to it because it's not.
Oh, like, it's just every random girl.
Okay, yeah, so what kind of porn was it?
Yeah.
Was it like Asian girls?
Was it Nautica Thorne?
I don't know who Nautica Thorne is.
I don't know
who
that
is.
She's
old now. I don't know.
I mean,
name dropping.
I mean, do you have a porn fantasy?
That's the only porn name
I know. Interracial porn?
No.
Is it bi-handed porn?
I think the last thing, it might have been Asian porn.
Asian porn?
Mm-hmm.
Girls or guys?
Like Japanese
just
chicks?
Dudes everywhere, Melissa. God. She really wants to see where my line is.
And would you do it for $1 million?
Have you seen the one that's like 500 Asian couples?
No.
And they're like at a YMCA on mats on the floor and they all start in one position and then they all switch to the next position and they all switch to the next position and then after five minutes.
Is that group therapy sex or something?
I don't know. I think it was like a world record thing. But then at the end...
That's the hot yoga session that I go to. On Thursday nights. In Corona.
Can you give me directions? That sounds...
Absolutely.
That sounds delicious. Alex.
Melissa.
Who is the worst sex you ever had?
The worst sex?
Yeah.
Do I have to name drop her?
No. You can say it rhymes with.
Well, she was over and done with anyways. That was just like a... That was like a one-time deal.
What happened? You had a one-night stand?
She didn't get a second chance, I'll tell you that much.
Wait, so was it a relationship that built up to one terrible night?
Yeah, we were talking for actually a few months. And then it came to that. We had sex and it was just bad. Like we couldn't find the chemistry wasn't there. And that kind of sucked. Because I think chemistry is important when it comes to that.
So what happened?
I just don't think we were both into each other, but I think we just kind of went through the motions to go through the motions. Ugh. I felt, honestly, the thing that turned me off was I felt like she was trying too hard. Have you ever tried too hard and it was awkward?
You think I try too hard in bed? Come on.
Well, I think you have a ton of experience. I think that helps you.
I barely try at all.
You barely try at all?
You're lucky if my eyes are open.
Oh, that's why I call you my lazy whore. Adding to the name.
How do you try too hard in bed?
I think she just overly tried to overdo things, or maybe she was just over animated. And at that point, I just kind of looked at her and laughed, are you serious? Can we just take things a little bit slower and just
over animated?
Yeah, she just wanted to hop like a rabbit. And the next, she would just do to another position. She's probably on crack. I don't know.
No, I think I get what he's talking about. Someone who's a little too overzealous.
Yeah, it's okay, let's do this. Okay, let's do that. I'm okay, let's go.
And you just went with it?
Yeah, it just felt like we're trying to go on every ride at Disneyland at the same time. Is that weird?
That sounds amazing.
Well, yeah, that's your thing.
Speaking of things, Austin, if you had to choose between a chastity device, you know the one with the nail that goes in the tip? Or
just the tip.
Hanging from hooks in your back. Which one would you choose?
Hooks in the back.
While people come all over you.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Damn. Wait, in both scenarios, that's the case, huh? I still don't like the idea of anything that's going to stab me in my junk.
You don't want to be stabbed in your junk?
No. Why is this a thing that people want? I'm so confused.
I just want to see it happen. All right, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have Austin convinced he wants a nail in the tip of his junk.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
Got the world on my ass and I'm going to jump back.
FCC.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific. SkidRowStudios.com.
What are you doing Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock Pacific time? It's a fair question. Well, whatever you're doing, even if it's making love, I'd like to join you. May I? Hey, it's a fair question. Just go to SkidRowStudios.com Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time for Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. I promise I'll be gentle.
Open up the
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Is it love or lust? I think we should just do a whole hour of that. I think we should just, yeah, I think we should just have that playing in the background, alternating with Austin's dying crow impressions. Just that, that can be the show. It'll be like interpretive art. I like the way you think.
We can probably sell that to someone. Your mic's not on, buddy.
No, that's awesome.
What did you say?
He said, like the way.
We could probably sell that interpretive art to someone.
If you want to buy our interpretive art, 800-893-9562. Okay, so I'm loving or lusting something. Today, I am loving awkward situations because okay. It really gets the creative juices flowing.
Okay.
And I feel like, seriously, this juice cleanse, I have no juice flowing at all. I need all the juice I can get.
Well, juice it up.
That's like a smoothie. That's not really even juice.
All right. I actually, you're right. It's a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean like running into your ex-boyfriend when you're out with your current boyfriend? Awkward?
No, that's awesome. Because your current boyfriend is clearly way better than your ex-boyfriend.
Well, he's an ex for a reason.
Yeah.
Come on, Austin.
I'm just thinking of a situation that happened.
Actually, has that ever happened to you, Austin? Where you ran into an ex and you saw the person they were with and it was like, oh, she totally downgraded.
That's everybody.
Dude, I love this
Everyone's
guy's
Everyone's a downgrade for him.
Well, okay, yeah.
With my hooks in my back.
That brings me to my question, actually. Because, like, what do you do when you thought you were really into this chick and another chick of a greater magnitude comes along?
Magnitude.
Yeah, like, have you ever been with someone?
Well, you have to. Okay, all right.
Like, you think he, like, for you, Melissa, it's like you think it's this guy's everything you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then just out of nowhere, somebody just pops up and it was like, oh my gosh, why didn't I meet you prior?
Right. And then, okay, well, it depends how into someone you are. Because if it's early in the relationship,
mm-hmm.
you can kind of play it off like you're crazy. Like, oh, I'm just really busy right now. I got to go. And then you just kind of don't talk to them anymore. And, you know, they'll find someone. Actually, I did that once where...
Why am I not surprised?
No, stop. I liked this guy, but then I met this other guy that I liked better. And so I just kind of disappeared. I was like, I'm really busy. I'll get back to you. And that's kind of code. Like, if it's early on with someone, then that's just kind of accepted. You just know, like, they're busy. They're not going to get back to you. The end. Right? Well, I felt bad for doing that. So I did get back to the guy and I was like, hey, I just want to say hi. I've been busy. And he goes, first thing, I just want to let you know I'm seeing someone. I was like, oh, I'm so relieved because I'm seeing someone too. He's like, great. I'll add you on Facebook. We can be friends now.
So that worked out.
It worked out well. You know, I think I'm all about keeping an open mind and an open heart and letting people grow and experiment. You know, so if something's not going to work out, I don't think you should jump all over them. I think you should just need to be open to making sure that they're happy people and then you can be happy people. But if you're like way down the road into a relationship.
Like married.
Yeah. Then it's a little bit harder, obviously. But you can't hold someone back. You can't control someone. You know, if someone doesn't have feelings for you, you have to come to terms with that. You can try everything. I mean, if there's something that you need to change, if you've gotten complacent or you've started to take that person for granted, then obviously there's room for you to change it and maybe they're not necessarily as into the other person as they are just less into you.
Yeah.
So you can change it back. But if someone's really in love and they've built this relationship, unfortunately, behind your back, I mean, there's nothing you can do but let it go for your own good.
Yeah.
Why? Well, what would you do?
No, which actually makes sense. If you're in a relationship and you're looking elsewhere, then maybe it's not the relationship you thought it was.
Because
if someone else came along, I mean, even at that point, if you're really into somebody, you probably wouldn't look the other way or even entertain that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
common sense wise.
These hypothetical situations are hard because I can look at it from just a generic general viewpoint.
Yeah.
But then if I look at it.
The minute you're in it, it's different, right?
Yeah, on the outside looking in. Of course. That's why people stay in these bad relationships for like 2.5-3 years because it's so different.
Yeah.
It's always different. You don't know what I'm going through.
Right, exactly.
You've never been here.
So I would say if it's early in a relationship, just be cool. Everybody be cool. Everyone.
Calm the fuck down.
Calm the fuck down. Let things flow as they may. And if it works out, it will work out.
What if you don't get a chance? What if it's like love at first sight and they don't, you don't
love
get a chance.
First fuck.
And they don't get a chance to walk by you again.
What do you mean? Oh, like you decided you're in love with someone and then, but they just keep walking through the mall?
Yeah, and then it's like you don't bump into them again and then.
Actually, that brings me to an interesting question for Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Because you told me something once a long time ago that I said I was going to bring up on air.
Oh, yeah.
And we've never gotten to it. So this is perfect. Can you explain to us your serendipity list?
Yeah, it actually is exactly what Alex is talking about. It's sort of the girl from Ipanema. That you encounter people throughout your life in your daily ways, and you meet interesting people, and sometimes you meet someone that kind of you feel that there could be a connection there, but things just don't sync up
right away.
Not even right away. Maybe there's just certain obstacles that are there that are blocking that connection from fully linking.
Okay.
And what this serendipity list is the person that you think, if I ever see this person again, I'm going to ensure I take this kind of action. Does that make sense?
No, because you know what the funny thing is? I didn't know that that's what it's called. I always left it up to fate.
No, this is a name that I just made up when we were talking about it.
I always left it up to fate. Like if I met a girl and I purposely don't ask for her number and I run into her again, and at that point we exchange numbers, I mean, at that point it's like, hey, remember me? We met at so-and-so a while back. I'm like, and I generally have a good memory of like people I meet, stuff like that. Because when I leave an impression, it's a lasting one. So at that point, if she left one on me, I would remember that. And at that point, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to ask for a number. I'll play cool. If I bump into her again, I do. And a lot of times they have boyfriends anyways, or they're married. At that point, I'm like, all right, cool. It's nice meeting you. You know, deuces, peace out.
I'm a little bit opposite of you guys.
But if they're not in a relationship or something like that, then I would entertain it. And then if I bump into them late, maybe like a month or two, or maybe a year down the line, and it just our paths happen to cross.
That's the kind of the scenario I'm working with, because it was a matter of...
Then I'm all about Austin, like what he was saying.
Met this girl, name was Jessica, beautiful, sweetheart. We actually went to the same school, but two opposite sides of it, just never really connected in that way. And eventually the thing that brought us together wasn't there anymore. And I said, if I ever see her again, I'm making sure that I'm making that connection. It's probably 3 years later, out with friends at a bar, and I see this beautiful girl walking by, but it didn't really click until later in the night. She turns around. She's like, oh my God, Austin. And I kind of do this double take, like, who the hell is this hot chick talking to me right now? And she comes up and I'm like, oh my God, it's Jessica. So we're talking, and sure enough, she's there with her man.
Yeah, because you were too late. So why would you do that? If you see someone that you want, freaking go after it. Find out right away if they're taken. Don't give the universe a chance to put someone else in front of them.
Things aren't sometimes that easy.
Yeah, maybe the timing's not right, though. You know what I mean? Maybe at that point, they're not... Maybe it's tough when you're in a relationship. Maybe they're at that point in their life, they might not be able to give them you. They might not... They still might be finding themselves, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, but you can still stay in contact with them.
Well, but... Maybe down the road, it's like you meet them and they found themselves, they found their soul, and they found out what they want and stuff like that. And at that point, maybe you guys could connect and it could be better than it was.
Sure. But why would you keep a whole list? I mean, I think it's very romantic. I think it's incredibly romantic.
I'm not saying I have this written down.
You have like sketches of people.
I'm saying, let me open up my serendipity closet. number one, when will I see you again?
No, but sometimes it works out that way, you know? Sometimes they see you bump into them again, and I do. If not, then if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
Yeah, it's almost like it is a no pressure, because it's not where I'm saying it's the end of the world that I'll never know this person. But it's just kind of doors are kind of open somewhere. Yeah, hopeless romantic, get over it.
I think it's cute. I love it.
That's adorable, Austin.
The hopeless romantic on oral stimulation.
Probably why Mindy had me on the bottom.
Had you on the bottom.
The bottom.
The taker and not the giver.
Speaking
of.
It's my royal purple.
Mindy, if you had a chance,
Okay.
Okay. Anyone in the studio, staff or show host or whatever, no strings attached, who would you bang?
Melissa Padani.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was what came to my head first. Oh, man. Besides myself?
Yeah, besides yourself.
Oh.
Besides yourself.
I don't know. Are there any big, fat black chicks working here now?
I'm
not really sure.
You, Melissa. I'm going with you.
It'd be me. Okay, top two.
Top two what? I'm not good at this, like, who would you do game.
Is it someone else in this room?
I think we'd all do Melissa.
No.
Is what Mindy's getting at.
Everybody would do me? Mm-hmm.
I would do you, Melissa.
We'll say it's all you, Melissa.
Wow, guys. I would do all of you, too.
Safe answer.
Cool.
Shout out to Jeremy in the back there.
And then we're going to hang you on hooks.
Ooh.
And Jeremy, come all over you.
Jeremy loves Latinos, by the way. Shout out to Jeremy.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, man.
I didn't hear what you guys said.
I like that.
They
okay.
said you like Latinos, Jeremy.
Latinos?
Latinos.
He says he does.
I love Latinos.
What about the Latinos?
They're cool.
He likes tacos.
Wait, Jeremy. Would you rather have a chastity device with a nail in the tip of your junk or be hung by hooks from the ceiling on your back, in your back?
Wow. That's crazy. I think I'd rather have the hooks.
While people come on you.
Oh, that was the joke.
Yeah, she got
no, it's
awesome
not a joke. It's
earlier.
True. I'm just wondering.
No, wait, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You're hanging by hooks.
Like
right. So a hook bukkake.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
I don't know where Melissa comes up with this shit.
Basically.
Or a nail through my penis hole. One of those. I think yeah. I'd still... The nail in my penis just fucking freaks me out. I can't take that. I would have the hooks and people jacking off on me.
What guy would take a fucking nail to his...
Well, obviously, it's out there. People buy them.
The sounding stuff. It's called sounding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy. But that sounding goes both ways. You can do that to a woman, too.
Where do you stick it?
The pee-pee hole on the woman's vagina.
Oh, no thanks.
Yeah.
Dang, that's
I'd
nuts.
Still probably take that over hooks, though.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. No nails in my dick hole.
Yeah. See, right. This is the type of fun we have on oral stimulation.
This is usually the type of fun we have off oral stimulation.
Hopefully it's stimulating.
The first YouTube video is going to be hooks in the back.
In your back? And Alex is going to come on you? Oh, hot. Okay, now you guys know my fantasy. What's yours?
Fantasy as far as what?
Anything.
Any kind of fantasy?
Anything you want.
What you got, Austin?
You guys both have a minute each. Let's go.
Oh, crap.
You take 30 seconds, I'll
no,
take the
go,
other 30.
Go, so you go first.
Me? Fantasy-wise?
What's your something. Fantasy? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Actually, you know what? My fantasy right now, it's probably nothing like crazy or outrageous. It's just, literally, I think I want to tie someone up and have my way with them.
Anyone?
Not a girl. That sounded terrible.
You said
Freudian
him.
Freudian slip.
A consenting girl?
Yeah. No, actually, you know what I want to do? I want to like put her hands behind her back and I want to bend her over and I want to tie her up. And I want to blindfold her and tickle her.
I'm bored. I'll go with your earlier one, which is I'd like some serious cosplay.
Really?
Yeah.
Serious what?
A little Sailor Moon action?
No. Okay. That was a little too far. But I don't know. There's something about that weird side that intrigues me.
You know, there's this porn star from Japan now. She's got this like not very attractive little boy body, but instead of a face, she's
also
got...
not attractive.
No, listen. She's got this blow-up anime head.
All right.
And she does porn that way with the blow-up anime head. It is super creepy.
Okay, maybe I'm...
So it's like you're fucking a girl dead mouse.
We're going to throw it up on Twitter. So check us out at OralStim, facebook.com/OralStimulationRadio.
Follow us.
Follow us everywhere.
Or
because
email
we're going to put out videos.
At gmail.com. What's the Facebook page?
Facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. Please follow us there. It's spelled A-U-R-A-L-S-T-I-M-ulation radio. It's his juice, guys. It's killing me.
Fluid. Shut up now,
tell me, do you really thank you so much, guys. Me forever. Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing.